You're listening to SBS News.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has tested positive for COVID-19 after arriving in the United States as part of a 10-day trip focused on the Morrison government's push for tighter social media regulations. Mr. Joyce, who is fully vaccinated, believes he contracted the virus in London before flying to Washington, D.C.
Look, I'm more worried about being in the room by myself than, to be honest, than COVID. So I'll get some books and do a lot of paperwork that I wasn't going to get through and find a way to occupy myself for 10 days. And that's probably the most positive way to look at it.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Mr. Joyce had tested negative for the virus twice in the UK before testing positive upon arrival in the US.
You know, he's feeling all right, apart from, you know, the mild illness, and he has been vaccinated. And what we do know already is that the vaccinations do have an impact on the seriousness of the disease. And that's why it's so important to get vaccinated. It's another important reminder, and why the booster is also so important, and I encourage everybody to get their boosters.
Mr. Morrison has also declared today that the federal government is poised to roll out booster shots early if the medical advice changes. The nation's expert advisory group on immunisations, ATAGI, are monitoring developments overseas as some countries are reducing the interval between second and third shots. This announcement comes as a study from the Australian National University reveals more than 70% of vaccinated Australians say they will be certainly getting their booster shot. The report, which surveyed over 3,000 double-jabbed individuals, cites that males, younger Australians, those living outside advantaged areas, and those from migrant communities were less willing to receive their third dose.
There's not a lot of information yet which has been made available by government in languages other than English. So many people who speak a language other than English would not have necessarily seen information on the need or the process or the safety of and efficacy of the booster vaccines.
That's Professor Nicholas Biddle, who co-authored the report. He told SBS News that a major factor behind the hesitancy to receive a third shot was the concern that it may deprive others in disadvantaged countries from getting their first or second dose.
I think there's a real need to not only provide the supply and the infrastructure which countries in the Asia Pacific region need, but also to reassure Australians that their booster is not going to get in the way of vaccines for those who need it most.
Queensland and the Northern Territory have hit 80% fully vaccinated, joining South Australia and Tasmania as some of the first jurisdictions in the world to hit the milestone without an active COVID-19 outbreak. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles urges people in the Gold Coast, which has only a 76.5% vaccination rate, to get jabbed, as this will become one of the busiest regions when the state's border opens up on Monday.
We can also announce today that it's a double donut day. No cases of COVID in the community or in quarantine. And while of course that's worth celebrating, it might be one of our last. From next week, we should expect to start seeing COVID cases, and we should have confidence that our high vaccination rate, as well as our ongoing public health measures, will keep people safe and will ensure that our hospitals can treat those people who get COVID and need treatment.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner confirmed today that the Territory would reopen its borders to fully vaccinated travellers from December 20, as the state records 3 new cases. Some areas in Katherine remain a concern.
It's clear that there are a small collection of households in about 3 or 4 adjoining streets in Katherine East that are largely unvaccinated, spend a substantial amount of time together and are still a high risk. But we've decided this morning to implement a more intense testing effort in these streets in the next few days. A new Chief Health Officer direction will be issued later today that applies only to residents in these streets, nowhere else in Katherine. Then teams will be going door-to-door in these streets, testing residents and visitors to those streets so we can be absolutely certain about where the virus is. It will be a legal requirement to get tested.
Western Australia is now the only jurisdiction yet to meet the 80% vaccination benchmark, but they are set to reach those numbers by the end of the week. Another 420 people have tested positive for the virus in New South Wales, including 8 with the Omicron strain, after a trivia night at a Sydney pub sparked a new cluster of at least 44 cases. Patrons from the popular Oxford Tavern in Petersham were diagnosed after the trivia night on November 30 according to Sydney Local Health District. Chloe McKenzie, one of those who tested positive from the pub, says contracting the virus didn't cross her mind when she went out for dinner.
I just wonder how could this have happened if everybody is vaccinated in a venue that seems to be socially distanced well, all the staff are wearing masks, and, you know, following regulation, how could a super spreader event like this happen? I've just been wondering. Yeah, I feel really unlucky. It doesn't make sense to me.
The state's total number of Omicron cases now sits at 42. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the rising number of Omicron cases will not alter the state's plans to further ease restrictions next week. The state currently has 93% of its adults fully vaccinated, just 2% shy of the goal nominated by Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant. Further south, Victoria has reported 1,232 new COVID infections and a further 9 deaths, as the state probes another 2 suspected Omicron variant cases. That's in addition to 2 potential Omicron infections that are still under investigation from yesterday, and 1 confirmed case of the new strain in a returned international traveller. Meanwhile, Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwine has introduced a vaccine mandate for public sector workers, with proof required by December 15th, the date the border restrictions are lifted to all states.
We estimate that we have more than 97% of the public sector already vaccinated. The number of people that we will be working with will be in the hundreds, not the thousands, in terms of those that aren't vaccinated. But I do want to be really clear about this. Non-compliance could lead to termination.
Some departments, such as Treasury and Finance, will be exempt from the mandate as they have no direct contact with the public. 4 new cases have also been detected in the ACT. The new case figure is among the lowest daily totals since the Canberra outbreak began in mid-August. The fully vaccinated rate of those 12 and over currently stands at 98.1%, the highest in the country. Brooke Young, SBS News.